For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU Women's Hockey Team is Lauren Miller, a senior out of Brockville, Ontario, and one of the four captains on the squad. First of all, Lauren, how much did you work to get ready for the season during the offseason?
Yeah, you put in a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of off-ice work. Unfortunately, you don't get as much time to spend on the ice as you would here, but you do what you can and get ready for the season.
I know Coach mentioned how the testing went and how impressed he was by the test scores. How did you do?
I thought I did as good as I could, you know. It's a little intimidating coming in when your freshmen are benching more than you, but they're unbelievable strong and they bring a lot to the weight room and to the ice. It's incredible.
You lost 8 to graduation last season, some big holes to fill. Who do you see filling those holes and how does your team look?
You know, I think at this point anyone can fill these roles. We have a lot of depth, and our freshmen, they came in, they're amazing on the ice. You know, our sophomores have stepped it up from last year, and our juniors, it's incredible. Everyone's really put in a lot of work over the summer and worked to improve.
You centered Caitlin Tugas and Stephanie Anderson last year. I know how much you miss them, but who are you going to be lined up with this weekend, do you think?
So far this week, I've been playing with freshman Kiki Radke and redshirt junior Bailey Wright, and it's been fun.
Oh, that's a great combination. What do each of them bring to your line?
They're both very different players, but both equally skilled. You know, Kiki's got unbelievable speed, and she can really see the ice well, and along with Bailey, she can really see the ice, and powerful, strong forward, really good shot. Amazing.
It'll be fun to watch. You were named one of the four captains. Of course, Madison Hutchinson is the actual captain, your assistant captain. You, Carly, Essie, and Brittany Mowat, that's right. Typically not a goaltender as a captain, but Britt gets the call to be one of the captains with you. What an honor is it to be named that by your teammates?
It's a really big honor to be named that by your teammates. I mean, just shows that they look up to you and they look at your work ethic, and it's means a lot to me.
It's your senior year. How fast did those 3 years go by?
It's been crazy. It feels just yesterday I was getting dropped off as a freshman by my mom at the dorms. It's sad, but, you know, it's been a really good 3 years so far here, so hopefully the next one stays the same.
What kind of personal goals have you set for yourself?
You know, I just want to have a good season and bring a lot of energy, and I wouldn't say I've put up goals as points. I just want to put as much work in as I can and help the team get some wins.
What kind of team goals have you guys set?
Definitely, we want to be top 4 for playoffs. Home ice is huge for us. I mean, everyone's end goal is we want to make it to the national championship, and I guess we need to put in the work this season to get there, and that starts with this first half and ending top 4 by Christmas, I would say.
You guys take on Syracuse this weekend. How much do you know about them?
We haven't seen them before. We don't get any video on them, I believe. Probably just know some tendencies. They play in the CHA. It's a fairly rough league, but there's not much that we know going into this series.
Just want to go out there and play Beaver hockey, right?
Absolutely.
Define Beaver hockey for those that might not be aware of it.
Hardworking, tenacious, block shots.
That's Beaver hockey. Good luck this weekend. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.